וידבר אליקים אל מוישה ויאמר אלוהים אני השם וידבר אליקים אליקים is מידת הדין and וידבר is a star kiloshin ויאמר אלוהים ויאמר the שבח רלושין אני השם יודקי בובקי and באמס the פוסק בהמשך says that the Eibus tells Moshe Rabbeinu ve'era to the Ovois El Avram, El Yitzchak, El Yaakov. Then Mr. Pelas, he says, Ve'era El Ha'ovois. All the reading of them. The prophet says, El Avram, El Yitzchak, El Yaakov. What's the Rashi? El Ha'ovois. Ve'era El Ha'ovois to Kel Shakai, with the name of Kel Shakai. Ushmi Hashem, the shame of Havaya, lo yinaydati lehem. Twice the prophet is bricking ice that the Eibus now is telling to Moshe Rabbeinu the shame Havaya. The Sforum talk about this, that the shame Havaya was necessary over here because it's expressing the fact that there's going to be a geula that was not what was expected originally. Originally, the Yidden was supposed to be in Mitzrayim arba me'ah shana, and they're going out after redus shana. There was a necessity for this because they were going to fall into the nun shari tumah, and vice versa, if they would fall into the nun shari tumah, even though there was a havtocha to Avraham Avinu, or the havtocha was to a klal Yisrael, if they would fall into the shar hanun, nishda, so it was necessary, but it had to be a matecha, the Eibush that comes with the shame Havaya and makes a lamalami derech hateva, because he says to the Ovois he was bekel shakai. Shakai represents the teva. Shakai is the name she'omar lo'ilomoy dai. She'omar lo'ilomoy dai, the process of the bria sa'olam of selling back teva. The shame Havaya is representing going beyond that and making lamalami derech hateva or yitzias Mitzrayim. It's brought down that the shame of shakai, the hidden letters, if you spell out Shin and then the Yud and the Dalet, if you spell out each letter, Shin is Shin Yud Nun, Yud is Yud Vav Dalet, Dalet is Dalet Lamed Tov. The hidden Chelet, the Nelam in Shakai is 500. The Nelam in Shakai is 500. It's brought down in the Sforums. 500 represents Taked Teva. Pru Revu is Gematria 500. And a person has Ramach Evarim, and an Isha has four extra ones, so she has Ranab Evarim, and together that's 500. And that's Kel Shakai 500, the world, the Gemara says in Chagiga, Tosfos in Chagiga brings this, that the word Shakai has hidden 500, and Tosfos in Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel, because there's 500 Mahalach Chamesh Meis Mil between each one of the levels of the Rakia, and that's 500. But now we're making Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're going beyond that. We're going to 501. The Tzach Adash Be'achav is 501, the Eser Makas. It's going Atrod Vaitek. Going as Shvat Vayit. We spoke about this once by Chanukah. And it's interesting that Chanukah, there's two Chadoshim that Chanukah is in. The Derech Klal, every Chag is in a certain Chodesh. It's Shayach to that Chodesh. Chanukah starts in Kislev and ends in Tevis. So the Torah brings down that each one of the Chadoshim represents a different Shevet. And it's brought down that Kislev is God and Tevis is Osher. And by Chanukah, we know we have two Chalokim to the Neis. We have the Nitzachon of the Mulchama, that's Teva. That's God is seven. Gematria is seven, that's Teva. But Osher is Tevis, me Osher Shmengalach, that represents the Neis Lamal Mideroch Teva. Osher is 501. Kolamachla Asher Samti Bimitzrayim Le'osom Elecha. Shvoi Chamosra Alagoyim Asher Lo Yidaucha. And there's a big arichas about it, that the Tzachadash Bachav, we're going to go now into the Eser Makis, is that darga that the Eibush that went beyond 500. Same pasuk, Voiseisi, Eschem, Vitzalti, Vigoalti, Vilokachti, and this is the Arba Lashonis of Geula, the Yerushalmi in the 10th parak of Pesachim, as the Medrash does in Parshas Boy, in Parshas Ta'ir over here, and Rashi brings it, and the Rashbam in Erev Pesachim, that these Dalad Lashonis of the Geula is the Shoymish for the Takonis Chazal of Dalud Koisos. The Dalud Koisos is connected to Dalud Lashonis of Geula. And the Emes is the fifth Lashon, Veivesi. And that's why there's a fifth Kois. But Veivesi is already going on the Knesset Eretz Yisrael. That is the suffix of that goes into the Lashonis of Geula. So connected to Dalud Lashonis, we drink Dalud Koisos Shal Yayin. The Grah, he brings down the Siddur, he brings down that the Emes, the Dalud Lashonis of Geula, are the Hitzesi, the Hitzalti, v'go'alti and v'go'alti. Now there's often. Rebbe said only says v'go'alti once in the pasuk. He's misakish to say that the dalud l'shoynis v'lakati that's under the cheshbon ready. Kabbalah satayra. The dalud l'shoynis of v'itzesi, v'itzalti, v'go'alti and v'go'alti. And Dr. Groh, even though you look at the Medrash, Rashi and Pesachim and Tzadik Tetam and Beis, Yerushalmi, they all say Vitesi Vitalti Vigalti Vilakachti. Says it's a Toisafus. It's really Vitesi Vitalti Vigalti Vigalti. The emphasis is Shver Tufunin Hamakor Nishvi the Groh. You bring all the riots you can, but he says it's a mistake. It's supposed to say Vitesi Vitalti Vigalti Vigalti. But the mice I found a Rishon that says not like the Groh. How do you find the Rishon not like the Groh? Whatever the Rishon is, he'll say it's supposed to say Vigalti. The Balaturim on the Pasuk over here says Vaitseisi Vitzalti Vigalti Vilakachti is the Gematria Vilayifchusuloi Laodam Yisroel Vidalu Kosh Shoyayim. The Gematria, make the Cheshvin, the Gematria is on the word Vilakachti. It doesn't shine a car. The Emes. The Velt asks, why Dalit Kaisa Shal Yayin? After Dalit Matzis, Dalit Matzis you have, Emes. You break it, the middle Matzis you break into two. You have four pieces of Matzis. But why Emes Yayin? So there's a lot of Torah over like the Balaturim. Pshat is because the Gematzis is Yayin. Let's complete the Gematzis. I once saw Pshat, the reason why Dalit with Yayin, because Yayin, like why not four Egoizim? Yeah, we have Kloyus and Egoizim on the Lord's Seder. Four Kloyus and Egoizim. What's the Arba Kaisa Yayin? Yayin is something that with the riboy of it, it gets more and more. The simcha that a person has with yayin, the second cup, the third cup, it's moist, not just one more. It's moist of a hoylach. K'moy came the dalad, the arba shlavim of the geula that expressed itself with these arba kaisis was also from. But it also went mala mala, went more and more. Amai to that thing, Yerushalmi brings it to machloikis. Yerushalmi brings another makar that the union of the arba kaisis is from. That by the chaloyim of Paroi, the Saramashkin, it says in the chaloyim there that the kois Paroi biyodi, but etin as a kois al kaf Paroi. There's a seder. It says over there four times kois Paroi. Then it says over there also there's a confusion. It says it a fifth time when Yosef's repeating the pisran of the chaloyim, and that's why there's a fifth kois. There's a shaila if it goes into the cheshbon or not. So therefore that's why we have also a fifth kois. There's a fifth kois. Although the emes is, it's interesting, Rashi and Pesachim says that the Arba Kois is connected because it says Kois Paroi three times. Because if you look, one of the times it just says Kois, it doesn't Hakois, it doesn't say Kois Paroi. Mamash Kois Paroi only says three times. Rashi says that the Arba Kois is on Leila Seder, three Kois is connected that it says Kois Paroi, and separately a Kois connected Birchas Hamazon. Birchas Hamazon is a separate judgment. Birchas Hamazon al Kois. Let's have three of them on the Dalit Kois. The emes is, the Yidden was supposed to be in Mitzrayim 430 years. And they were really only in Mitzrayim 210 years. But the emes, the Shibud, the Koishi HaShibud was for 86 years. So the Chidah brings down this idea. The emes there was supposed to be 430 years of Koishi HaShibud, but instead there was only 86. 86 is Gematria Elikim, Midas Adin. 86 is also Kois. Kois is 86. So the Yidden was supposed to be in Mitzrayim 430, but they went out after 86 years. One Kois. They only had one Kois, 86. There were four more Koises. What's left? 430 minus 86 times 5, 430. 86 times 5 is 430. They were only in Mitzrayim one kois. Four of the koises, they weren't in Mitzrayim. That was the Arba koises. We drink the Arba koises. Each kois represents another 86 years that we didn't have of the kois yeshivin that was supposed to be. And the emphasis of the Chidah writes that the sheirish of this was that ready in Mitzrayim, Yosef shel davek, when everyone needed food in Mitzrayim. Yosef made a takana. Yod echas, you have to take the parei, and arvi yodois, everyone can keep. That was already in the Shoyrish Advarim Shtalling of Ech, that there's going to be a yad, there's going to be five midois of din, and the end, they're only going to have to be Koish Yashiv with one of them, The rest is going to be. We have a geula from Arba Koisis, and that was the Arba geula. So over here in the Arba Koisis. And the Eibushter tells Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Klal Yisrael that they're going to go out with the shyness of geula. V'leishamuel Moshe. No, it says v'leishamuel Moshe. But before that, it says Moshe Rabbeinu said. No, v'leishamuel Moshe. And then the Rambam says that Moshe should go tell Paray. So Moshe Rabbeinu makes the kal v'chomer. Hein b'nei Yisrael v'leishamuel Eli. Ve'ech yishmeini Paray. The Rashi ve'echad me'asorah kal v'chomer shebetoyre. So the Mefarshim asked on Rashi, what's the kal v'chomer? The Pesuk says in the first, v'leishamuel Moshe. That's why they weren't able to be healing, because they had avoid the kasha. What's not this to Pari? Pari is able to get healed. What's the kavukai? Madach the Yisrael are not going to listen. Koskin Pari is not going to listen. The Klal Yisrael, the Pesuk said they weren't able to hear because kaitz ruach may avoid the kasha. That's why. What's not this to Pari? So one shot I heard. The Emes Begidin was supposed to stay Taka 430 years. Why did they go out earlier? Because they had Vayimoraru Eschayim. We spoke about that the other week. Vayimoraru Eschayim. Kadm of Azla. There's the time of Mikra. Vayimoraru Eschayim. It's Kadm of Azla. They went out early. Kadm of Azla. We said from the Gra. Kadm of Azla is the Gematria 190. They went out 190 years early. Why? Because Vayimoraru Eschayim. They had Shver Arbet. So they were a Yoitz. Shal Yoitz of Endachim. So Moshe Rabbeinu is coming now and telling them that they're going out, which is really, they thought they're still supposed to be here another 190 years. And Moshe Rabbeinu has a shtickle tire for them. He says, no, you're going to go out already early. You know why? Because there's kaitz ruach, there's avoid the kasha. That's why you're going out. Over, v'loi shamuel Moshe, mi kaitz ruach, mi avoid the kasha. They didn't believe Moshe that this vort, that kaitz ruach and avoid the kasha is the reason to go out. V'loi shamuel Moshe, the shtickle tire. But Moshe certainly, Harry's not going to even ask him to the shtickle tire. The Torah has a hapsaka here, interesting. Eilu Roshay Beis Avoysam, and it goes through all the bottom of Shevet Reuven, Shevet Shimon, and then it goes to Shevet Levi, and it has a whole arichas about Shevet Levi. So Rashi says, since we want to give the yichus of Moshe and Aaron to Shevet Levi, well, nice, so we start already from Shevet Reuven and Shimon. The Kliyoka writes that the Emes, the Rabbi Shalom was zuchin of Moshiyon Shal Yisrael. So he started from the top. He was looking in Shevet Reuven, and says these are the children of Reuven, but he didn't find them. Shevet Shimon comes next. He's searching. Finally, he comes through, and he finds it in Shevet Levi. And then the Kliyoker adds, interesting. The Gemara says in Shabbos that the Eibishter was Mezakos through Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says everything is three. He gave us a Raisa Klisah. The Torah is Meshulish and has Torah Neviim Ksuvim. Al Yidei the Shevet Meshulish. Shevet Levi was the third. Al Yidei Klisah, Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the third child. Everything three. On Biyoyim Klisah, the third day of the Shalosh Yisim Agbola, so Zokta B'nei Kliyokar, it says B'nei Reuven, there was four families. And by Shimon, there was five. By Levi, there was Taka three. Gershon, Kasson, Merari. That's Nochem. Nochem, that's what the Pasuk is saying. There's Nishman Shalosh, but there's the Nakud here, the Nakud was Shalosh. By Reuven is the four, by Shimon is five. By Levi, it's Taka the Shalosh. That's the hemshich of the Tlisah. That was, we spoke last week, there's a Shverkai, that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't the third child of Yocheved. Because it says, in the Targum Yonason, that Yocheved, after Amram divorced her, went and married Elitzofon ben Tarnach, and she had two sons, Eldad and Medad, who are Moshe's half-brother from Mina'im, according to that sheet. He said there's various sheetas. But according to that, it's a shtickle aura that Moshe Rabbeinu is not Shlishi. There's another pshat that why is the Torah giving a whole arichas about the yichus of Moshe and Aaron? It starts with Reuven and Shimon, but it gives a whole arichas of the yichus of Moshe and Aaron. The pshat is, there's a Gemara Chulin that Kufla Bates. The Gemara says Moshe and Atayra Minayin. Interesting. The Gemara there, the Gemara finds four people: Esther, Haman, Mordechai, and Moshe. The under three is Taka Fapurim. On Moshe, the Gemara says Moshe and Atayra Minayin. Shenemar at the Pesuk in Bereishis, B'shagom hu basar. B'shagom, V'hayu yom of Mei of Esrim. The Rebbe Shalom says from now on people are going to live 120. Right? Originally they lived much more, then it went down to 120. But it's referring to Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu lived 120. B'shagom is Gematria Moshe. And what's the point? What's the type stuff? You know, you have like the Umas Olam, they created various religions and whole bosses, and the chelik of the bosses is that their leader is pashut not, he wasn't noilad b'derech hateva. Mamzer, aber the pshat is nish b'derech hateva. And that the shayrish of the emunah is that the moshion of the umah is this al derech hateva. Bechlali becomes a chelik a lahus afterward. Aza mishunadik starts mahal. Now there's a mokum for a zatos. There's a mokum for a zatos. So the Rabbanim Shalom, the Torah is telling Avek, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Shal Yisrael, is the Yilud Isha. Here's the names of the Shvatim. His father was the Gezeidim, was Levi. His Gershon Kostum Rory. This is the Yichus. There's the Mamed. There's the Tate. Vishakom Hum Bostor. There's a Bostor Vadom. It's an Akud also. Famous Rambam. Every person can reach the Madrega Moshe Rabbeinu. Not in the Vua, but the Nakuda is to tell Avek that the God will be Yisrael by the Ummah Yisraeli. It's not like it is by the Ummah that it could be Kilu. Something shaloike derech ateva. Brought down in Igros Moshe Chelek Ches, an interesting maisa. I remember all the details. It says the maisa like this. There was a person who was very, very sick, and he in Straubing, where Moshe Feinstein was the Rav, and he was mamash dying, and they called the Chevra Kadisha, and he told the Chevra Kadisha, this person, he said he's dying. He knows he's dying, but he wants to say that the week before, it was when they were laying in the parsha of Bnoi Sloit, and he had spoken on Shabbos. He was mazalzul about the Bnoi Sloit that they were with Avihem, and that time they called the name of the child Moyov Meyovi, and he spoke about it bezilzul. And then he got very sick, and he said he had a dream. As it's brought down there, that he had a dream, and in the dream came to him two noshim that didn't look exactly posh to people, and they came to him and they told him in the chalom that they're Bnoi Sloit. And there's a kapeid on him for being mezalzel in them, and that's why he's going to die. And Taka was nifter. This is what he's saying in the story. But he said that the nois lois told him in the dream, what's pshat? Why they named their father the child Moyov? Because the Etzem they were hiding, right? They thought the whole world. The Etzem they thought the whole world came to. They didn't know it's the Chamisha Orim of Sodom and Moira. They thought the whole world is over. The only people left in the world is them two and their father. And the Rabbah, their tafkid is to recreate the world. But people are going to say, about it wasn't with their father, there must have been some kind of Messiah that was Moilin Shaloka Derech Ateva. And they wanted to make sure, Lahoitim Liman, that it's Nishtavit, that it's Me'ovit, that it's Yeh, that it's not the same idea we're speaking out of here, like Avi Moshe. And this is a pshat that's brought down in the Igros Moshe from this person's Chaloim, that the B'nai Shaloit themselves are saying what pshat, what they did in B'nai Shaloit. Interesting. However, it's a similar idea that about it's not, it's all Piderach Ateva. And Rabbi Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Vani akshe es leiv para." He's going to start the Seder of the Makkos now, but he says, "I'm going to be hard in his heart." The Chofetz Chaim says, "What's the pshat? Para, they took away his bechira. I mean, this bechira. What's the whole Seder of with the Makkos?" The Eber says, "Akshe es leiv." So the Chofetz Chaim says that the emes, the Gemara says in Kedushin, no one really could be shoylet on the Yetzer. Il mole Hakadosh Baruch Hu oizroi layochalot. Now there's always a siyuah of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Akshe es liboy, the Rabbi Muslim says, I'm pushing going to take away that siyuah. But I heard a different shot from Itzalim Yivolozhin. He says, the emes is, every person, the Rabbi Muslim sometimes bring on you a peronis, and the purpose of that peronis is that you get upketrace from the peronis, and amelu yuchayze v'tshuva. The Rabbi Shalom said, you know, this kaifan is the Hashem Reitzim. You give clap, and then finally, like the Rambam says, really, you get to your Yerotzim. Akshe es libay is the Rabbi Shalom said, I'm pushing and give him more strength to be soivu more. To say, Be'etim is the Seder Advarim, that there's a certain Ramah, a certain level of Sebel that you have, and then you break down. And then you talk to Maskim, you get to Reitzim. Akshe es libay is not that he took away his Bechira, but he just gave him more Koyach Sebel to this process. Now there's an interesting ha'ara. We're starting here the process of the Eser Makkos. The pasuk says, "Umoyshe ben Shmoinim Shana, Sa'aroin ben Shmoinim, Shalishu Shmoinim Shana, Ma'amdul Sei Paro." Moshe Rabbeinu was 80 years old at this process when they're going into Paro. He was 80 years old. This is before the whole Esther Makis. I'm assuming the Esther Makis was a process that took about a year. The Mishnah says in Idias, Mishpat Mitzrayim Yud Beis Chodesh, Mishpat Gehenim Yud Beis Chodesh, Mishpat Mitzrayim Yud Beis Chodesh. There's five things there that are Yud Beis Chodesh. Mishpat Mitzrayim was Yud Beis Chodesh. So he's starting 80 years old. This is a year before they're going out of Mitzrayim. The Yidden were in the Midbar Arboim Shona, that we know. Bnei Yisrael Ochel Es Hamon Arboim Shona Arboim Al Eretz Meshavet. 40 years Arboim Shona Ochel Bador. Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter. Bnei Ve'etzim Shona Anoichi Hayoy. I made a mistake in the math. We have to work this out. Moshe Rabbeinu was 80 years old before the process of the Makkos, a year before they went out of Mitzrayim. He's 80. They were in the Midbar for 40 years. And when he's Nifter at the end of the 40 years in the Midbar, he's 120. Should be 121. I'm missing a year. Yeah? So the Grace of Tmiya, a lot of the Achorim talk about this. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in Hagoyis Yaidis, in Zvochim, the Kuf Yud Ches, said that really Moshe Rabbeinu, no, he says, the Yidden were only in the Midbar for 39 years. It says in the Pasuk, Arboim Shana. It's rounded off. I mean, last week we spoke about, a gematria could be off by one. That's an under shmuz now. Here we're saying, you round off something that's from the nearest tenth. And he brings this famous segmois, Arboim Yakenu, it's really 39. Sfiras Aimer, Tisperu Chamishim Yoim, it's really 49. Shivim Nofesh, 69. You round it off. Our boy and Shana, they were in the Midbar for 39 years. It says by the Meraglim they were punished 40 years connected to 40 days. Maybe they were only there for 39 days. Although over there in Parsha Shlach, there's a cheshbon that it's mamish per hour. You know, it says, Ba'oisei shok sheirim hayu. And we know the Yidden were in the Midbar a little bit less than 40 years because they entered the Midbar on Tesvav. But they were supposed to be Acharasur Yoyimei Torah. It's supposed to take 11 days, and they finally entered Mitzrayim, entered Eretz Yisrael Yud Nisan 40 years later. That's 4 days less plus 11 days they were supposed to be. That's 15 days less. That's because the Yoyim Lashon of the Meraglim. So Oisay Shah Ksheirim Hayu. A Shah is 15 days, in a day per year. Oisay Shah. So it's down mamish to the minute. He said they were only in the Midbar for 39 years. In Shuvat Chatam Sofer says a different mahalach. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu was really 79. He says he was 80. He was really 79. Around that. There's another mahalach, and I want to try to go into that a little bit. That maybe Avada Moshe Rabbeinu was 80 over here when he's going to Paroi, and they were in the Midbar for 40 years. But it's not Poshet that 10 markets over here. The whole process took a full year. It's a big machlokes in the Mefarshim. It could have been it was a much shorter process. It could have been he was already 80. It's Mamashe, it was only a few weeks. The whole process of the Makkos, we're going to see the Hemshech. But that's one of our three options here, how to work it out. Because 80 plus 1 plus 40 is 121. So either B'Kithar, we made the 80 into a 79, we made the 40 into a 39, or we took the 1 and made it smaller. That's the three Shatam I have. You could add details to it, but that's the three possibilities. How 180 plus 1 plus 40 doesn't equal 120. Those we played with the three options. But Taka, the Seder at Varm of the Makkos, you know, it says after the Makkos Dam, the Pasuk says, Vayimalei Shivas Yomim Achrei Akoyt Hashem Esayor. So there's a Machloikas Tanoim in the Medrash. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya. Chad Omar, that each Makkah was for 7 days. That's what it says. Vayimoli Shivas Yomim Achrei Akoyis Hashem Es Hayor. From the beginning of Makkah's time, it was 7 days, and then the Ebrister they came to complain and they took away the Makkah. But then, assuming like the basic pshat that each Makkah was a month, it was after the 7 days there was Hasra, there was the Hafsaka for 23 days, and then again that each Makkah was for 7 days. But the other Tanakh says Fakert. Each Makkah was for 23 days, and there was a 7 day break. And he reads the pasuk by Yimali Shivas Yom Acharei Hakoyis Hashem Es Yar. The Ebrister was Makkah the Yar. The Makkah of Dam was for 23 days. Then by Yimali another 7 days of the Hafsaka, and then comes the Makkah of Tzvardeya. So the machlokes of each Makkah was 7 days with a 23 day Hafsaka, or 7 day Hafsaka. Might it's not so pushed. Some of the Makis Bukhara, I saw the Chizkuri brings down that he says the Mak of Dever. Says Dever was for a split second. Al Derech Makis Bukhara. It has to take 7 days for all the behemoths to fight you. It could be Bukhlaw. Who says it has to be times? Also, the Mak of Choshech, the Mak of Choshech was 6 days. It was 3 days and three. Although I saw a plea of the Chiddush in the Pirish on the Medrash of the Yefei Toyar, he brings there, you know, we said it just now with the Machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya, if the Makkah was 7 days or 23 days, he says, Choshech also. Choshech came in series of three. Like the Mount number seven, it was 2 days, two series of three. With Shabbos in the middle, so Shabbos HaGodol, there was no Makkah of Choshech, so it was 3 days. Zayin Ches Tes Nisan and Yidalki Bezit Gimel Nisan. Like the Shita, each Makkah was 23. Makkah's Choshech was Taka, but it was, there was series of threes. Yeah, there was eight series of threes, not two series of threes. It kept on getting darker and darker. Now, it's a little bit of a cheshbon. Let's try to massage the inyan. The Mishnah says in Idiyas, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud, Chamisha Dvarim are Shnei Masach Chodesh. Mishbador Hamabul was Shnei Masach Chodesh, Mishbat Iyoy was Shnei Masach Chodesh, Mishbat Mitzriyim, Shnei Masach Chodesh. Goy Gomogoy, Mishbat Rishon Meganim, a Rishima, five things. The one we wanted, Mishbat Mitzriyim, was Yud Beis Chodesh. Now, Pashas would assume the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim and Nisan. Said you would assume maybe that the process of the Ten Makkah started a year before. The Mishpat of Mitzrayim started a year before. On the other hand, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud, Benisa Nigalu. But for Rosh Hashanah, Botla avoid the Me'avisein of Mitzrayim. On Rosh Hashanah is when they stop working. Now, how does that stem? If Rosh Hashanah they stop working, but the Makkah started already the Nisan before. So some are going to say in Echanam, the Makkah started, but during Dam Tzardei Akinim, during the first few Makkahs, they were still doing the Shibud. The Shibud stopped. For Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, Batla, Shibud Avisein in Mitzrayim. And it's not a theory that the Makkah, the process of the Makkah started, it's already the process that the Mishnah calls Mishpat Mitzrayim Yud Beis Chodesh, or for the Shibud Yisrael, who started Rosh Hashanah, the Hafzok of the Shibud. You couldn't learn like that. There's other ways to try to stem this Gemara with the Mishnah in Idis, with the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The Chassam Sofer wants to say a Mahalach, he had the Cheshbin, he works it out. The attack of the Makkah started on Rosh Hashanah. It wasn't the full year. It goes back to Arkasha, the Moshe Ben in the 80. And he pushed the next Cheshbon that Rosh Hashanah was Makkah of Dam, and each Makkah was a Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah was Dam, and he makes the Cheshbon there was two others that year. So there's two others that year. And each Rosh Chodesh was a Makkah, so Rosh Chodesh Cheshbon was Tzvardeya, then there was Kinam Orev Dever. With an extra other, you get to that Rosh Chodesh Nisan was Arbet. Choshech already was mamash a few days later, like we said, from Zion to Yud Gimel with the Shabbos in between, and then Makkah Bechayrus was a split second. At Pekachis Gicheshmet Adasoy, you know, it says that the Chatume Mitzrayim kept on trying to emulate the different Makkahs. By Kina they weren't able to anymore. It doesn't say by Dever that they tried. So he makes the Cheshmet. He says Dever was Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and I'll be the Cheshmet of the days. Rosh Chodesh Shvat was Shabbos. Shabbos, he brings the Gemara to Sanhedrin, Shabbos they weren't able to do the Kishon. Gemara brings his Mavor there. So that they couldn't do that. Chodesh Shvat is Shabbos. And he has all the Arichas there, Chodesh Shvat. But that's how he Cheshbon does the Seder of the Makkahs. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Zayin, that there's a Stira, it says that the Mitzrayim are trying to attempt to also do the various oysters that Moshe Rabbeinu does. And it's interesting, first of all, it says, Pari tells them, Tnu lochem moifes. There's a Mara de Gevart from the Noam Elimelech. Tnu lochem moifes. He says, you know, Achatumim also, they're going to try to attempt to emulate also the Dam for there, they're also going to do it. The simon that someone's doing it, that it's really Yad Hashem, that it's not him. See, when a Kishef Macher, he knows the tricky cards, he knows what he's doing. So when he does it, he doesn't get in the spoil himself. Yeah, he knows the trick. But when someone is the shliach of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and the etzem he's not even representing, so he himself is in the spoil. Pari was telling him, "Tnu lachem moifes. Let me see you do something that you yourself are going to be in the spoil from. Tnu lachem moifes." Now it says when the chartumim were also trying to emulate it, sometimes it says belatehem and sometimes it says belahatehem. So the Gemara is a whole midden that sometimes it means kishif, and sometimes it means with shaded. So there's an interesting maisa, the Beis HaLevi, works out which one was with which, and he says some klolim in Hilchas Kishif and Shevim. He says, Kishuf, the way it works is, it's a dimion that you make something else look like it is. Like you take the mat and you make it look like a nochash. Shadim is you bring it mimokam l'mokam. You bring something mimokam l'mokam. By the nochash l'moshel, the pshat was that it was kishuf. They made it look like a matzah. Oh, but damin svardeya already, it has to switch the lashon to lahateim because damin svardeya was with mayim. Kishuf doesn't work by mayim. That's the call. Kishuf doesn't work by mayim. That was good for the pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu took the matzah. And it says, he took the matzah, and the pasuk is madish. Take the matzah that turned into a nochosh, and now hit the yor to make dam. Because it was a great hispilus that the matzah of Moshe ate the other matzahs. And Avadim, no matter how you slice that, that's a hispilus. But the yesh lachgar, was it really, 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 really a nochosh? I mean, really was a matzah. But the Mitzrayim can come at a time and say, it's a big hispilus, the matzah ate their matzahs. But since really, really it's a nochosh, just looked like a matzah, that's a little bit less of a hispilus than a nochosh, which looks like a matzah, is eating other nochoshim, which looks like a matzah. The Rebbe Shlomo knows, take that matzah that turned into a nochosh and now hit the yor. When it hits the yor, it's mayim, it's going to turn into its original form, and it's going to turn back into a nochosh, and it didn't. It stayed as a matzah. Now you see, it's a gilui milsa back on the original nace that the matzah ate other matzahs, that wasn't a nochosh that was eating other nochoshim, it was a matzah that was eating other matzahs. By kinim though, the Mitzrayim weren't able to do it. And they said, Etz Beli Kimi. Why? They couldn't do shadim. They couldn't bring it from other places. Like Damas per day, they brought from somewhere else. Because you can't do kishuf, it's on water. Kinim, shadim, can't be mavar something that's less than a sa'ira. So the kinim they had to do, they weren't able to do. Abafetzech the shayla, why weren't they able to do the kinim? Kinim was already not on water. Why weren't they able to do the kinim? Agidei kishuf. So there's a lot of pshat in there, but the Daskenim Balayatosis and the Chizkuni also bring the interesting pshat. Another rule by kishuf is you have to be on the ground. The kishuf macher has to be standing on ground. The chance is that Moshe Rabbeinu turned the whole offer of Mitzrayim into kinim. About the whole offer of Mitzrayim turned into kinim, so they're not attached to the ground. They're not attached to the ground. And that's why they were shaving the kinim because it's less than a soil. Kishuf they can't do because they're not attached to the ground. There's a chatzitza of the kinim. The shaila is, why were they nispol? Why were they nispol from Moshe Rabbeinu? And they said, wow, Moshe Rabbeinu is etzbel kimi. What's the right? Be'etzem, you could make kinim with kishuf. When Moshe Rabbeinu did it, the ground was still the ground. It was on the ground. He was able to do it. Now they're not able to do it. So, kemezogan afshat hazeh. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't have done it with shadim. It's less than a soyer. Actually, he did it with kishuf. If he did it with kishuf, that means it's really grand. It just looks like shekinah, but it's still really grand. Oy bazoi, they still should be able to do it. They still should be able to do it. And they weren't able to. So they chafna that Moshe Rabbeinu made it fully shekinah. That's right, that's fully kim. And it's beautiful meduyik in the pasuk. The pasuk says, v'lo yachlu, they couldn't do it. And therefore they want to spoil Moshe Rabbeinu, that's fully kim. The shparos that Moshe Rabbeinu is that's fully kim is not because they can't. They can't show that it's not kishuf. This that Moshe did it is that's fully kim. No, it's the fact that they couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. What Moshe Rabbeinu did was etz belikim. Until they didn't have that they can't do it, there would be no rai b'chal on what Moshe Rabbeinu did either. That's the oishtrik of the hoichach of etz belikim. By the makam Sfadeya, the Gemara of Sochim, that's from Gimel, the Gemara brings oizu dorish tudus ishroimi. Maro Hanani Mishol Vazario that they were moister atman al kiddush Hashem to the kibshan eish. So they made a kavachoyimer. Madas tvardeya that's not mitzuvah on kiddush Hashem. It's not mitzuvah, and it says ubo v'tanurechu v'mesharisecha. Onu she mitzuvah al kiddush Hashem koskein a kavachoyimer that they have to be moister nefesh. And then it's the Rishonim Rashi talks over the Yosef Stel. Why does the Hanani Mishol Vazario have to learn out a kavachoyimer from this tvardeya? What was this tselem of the Nebuchadnezzar? It was Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is Gimel Averus Chamurus. Yavar Bal Yavar. B'noisaf. It was B'farhesia. So Avadi has to be Moisa Nefesh, Yavar Bal Yavar, B'farhesia. Why do you need a special Yalfusa from the Tzvardeya? Taisus wants to be Mechadish, that the Emes, it wasn't really an Avodah Zarah. It was something, an Andarto, that was L'chvoidoi. And it was a chiddush. They learned out to be Moshe Nefesh even on that. The Rashi is mashma kefshutei that it was. There was the alfusa here, lagabi the etzem, That's a mesiras nefesh. Another pshat is that the emes they could have prayed out of it, and the chiddush is that you moish the nefesh even with nimishur sedin, and that emes is a big shaiwa. First of all, on the tfardei alein, so I'm not going to ask in the sugi here, legamri. The kalvachaim was madik tfardei that weren't mitzvah. What do you mean they weren't mitzvah? The pasuk said mafurish. There was a tzivui on the tfardei. What, they're not bar chiyuva? The pasuk said there was a tzivui. So all I heard, the pshat was the rabbanim shlom avada said that some of the tfardei should go into the tanur, some of them not, some of them stay in the bed. Oh, but some of them have to go into the tunnel. So each one could say Nishmir. Although I was misupik because it says that it was one big tfardeya in the beginning. It was one big tfardeya. And then it was Giklap. Now if the TV, I don't know how it works in the Kadei Chalukah, if the TV was on the original tfardeya, I don't know if he skelt the tzivut. What? Yeah, no, Avada was afterwards, but if the tzivah was given to it, then it was still bigger. I don't know exactly how that works, but the Gemara says first, loin itzav. On the Tfardei, it was loin itzav. And the Kavachayim and Kavachayim and Mishol Vazariah, because it's taka, big machlekes rishonim. It's a big machlekes rishonim taka, if a person's allowed to do moiser nefesh when he's not machoyiv in the al gimel averis chamoris, if he's able to. But much of the Rambam shita, you do it, the Rambam shita, shar haloshim. That by Shar Mitzvah says, Chiyah B'chayibim, Pakeret, you have to be Chiyah B'chayibim, not to be Moisa Nefesh. The Rambam says, and if you were maced, V'loy Avar, you got yourself killed, Harezim Eschayiv B'Nafshe. You already did. Harezim Eschayiv B'Nafshe. Other Rishonim learn, and but some, that's the chat we're seeing here, Chanan Mishal V'Azariah, that there's a team of Kiddush Hashem, even not. You know, in Perek Shira, each chaya, each behem of chaya, says a shira. The tfardeya says, "Baruch Hashem kavod malchus elohim vod." I saw the pirushes. The tfardeya is kavod shemayim. The mesiras nefesh for kavod shemayim. At the end, by the borod. The lesson of the pasuk is, "Ani shaleach es kol magi foisa." Ani shaleach es kol magi foisa. So Rashi says, "Es kol magi foisa." Lamadnu mikan shemakis b'choyrus keneged shkula keneged kol amakis. Interesting. We're not holding by makis b'choyrus now. Here, "Ani shaleach es kol magi foisa." Lamadnu shemakis b'choyrus shkula keneged kol amakis. So maybe there's a theory that it said mem beis, and they wrote it out makas b'chayrus, makas borod. It pasuk said mem beis. Malamet shemakas borod shokol keneged kol amakas. Now how good for what's the pshat? What's that? It's borod. Borod is keneged kol amakas. What's the pshat? So the gros says because the avis that comes in is maybe peronius on the umois for with eish ruach and mayim. By sedoyim it was with eish for gofres. By mabul was mayim, and by the dara flood was with ruach. He feeds them all. So if you go to the various makas until now, some of them were with mayim, dam tardeya, some of them with ruach, the arvid with ruach, the shechin is with eish, the borod is all three. The borod is eish, ruach, koilus is ruach, the eish is lakachas. So it's connected kol makas. It had eish, ruach, and mayim. Ashrei zok, the grok. And that's if you go to makas borod. Another option was that it's makas batsoiris. It's referring to the borod made of batsoiris, makas batsoiris. In the chumash they bring, there's a nusach achar batsoiris. But again, if it was a membeis, then it could be makas borod already. They'll see this. Or maybe it's, you have to see more about it next week, about the tzach adash ba'achav, whatever the seder is, why it's broken into that. I mean, add up the 501, avada, what's the seder advar? Ba'achav, borod starts the process of makas b'chayris. So, melame shemak. By borod, we can shenzogin avorot shemalame shemakas b'choyrus keneged kulam. That's because the beis of be'achav is already meishach shayfet to that, but that's already a chelik of the hemshech. Be'ezer Hashem.